Good day, news. We give you, of course, the news, enlightenment, our propaganda, in some instances, I'm sure, all three combined, from both Good Day News. We will give you radio reports from Radio Moscow, Guyana Broadcasting Network, GBS, and Voice of American News. We give you different viewpoints in the socialist world, and of course, the Voice of America, our BBC, and allow you to formulate your own concepts and opinions. The World Conference Against Racism, according to Radio Moscow in Geneva, has heard a strong denunciation by the Angolan Marxist government's delegates about racism in the United States and South Africa. The World Conference Against Racism, or About Racism, meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, also has gone on record urging a complete process for decolonization as short a term as possible. They also support sanctions against the interim regime, or the illegal regime of Rhodesia, and the apartheid government of Union of South Africa. Jarvis, according to Voice of America, legislator of California, who has made such inroads because he has headed a taxpayer rebellion, is now in Boston. After addressing thousands in Fort Worth and in New York, he's gone on to Boston, and everywhere he goes, he gathers momentum for a federal income tax cut, which, according to Voice of America, would mostly affect people who earn more than $50,000. And Jarvis, you know, is seeking the total elimination of capital gains for the big monopolies as an inducement for business. Pravda, the Middle East settlement will take place only, that is, if it is to be lasting, according to Pravda, when all parties concerned meet together, not just a meeting between Sadat of Egypt and Begin of Israel and Carter in early September at Camp David. Radio Moscow has suggested that they are trying to create a separatist situation, a separate solution without considering the major parties concerned. Radio Moscow has said that the Mideast poses one of the greatest dangers to world peace. TASS, news agency of the Soviet Union, stresses that Egypt is losing ground in economic stability because there is an open-door policy since receiving World Bank, the International Monetary Fund loans, on imports. As you know, Guyana has followed a wide course under our Prime Minister, Forbes Burnham, of our party, the People's National Congress, the Vanguard, against such imports of items that cannot be built or made are created in Guyana. We have followed all of those programs as much as we possibly could, humanly possible, in the goal of self-sufficiency, which certainly shows the wisdom of our Prime Minister. Radio Voice of America. 10th case of bubonic plague has broken out in Colorado. Kennedy assassination, according to Radio Voice of America, there is a new aspect. A patrolman happened to have his two-way radio on at the time of the assassination, and according to audio scientists, it proves there were several shots, as many as seven. The Warren Commission had originally said that there were only three shots fired by a lone assassin. There have been many books and articles, such as Rush to Judgment, who have shown that it would not have even been possible for one man with the type and make of rifle that he had to have fired 3 shots in the limited period of time. But this is startling new evidence. They are now conducting tests in Dallas, both audio and visual, to see how the shots could have been fired and from what areas they came. According to Voice of America, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in Columbus, Ohio, are asking for emergency reinstituting of busing for school integration in the city of Columbus, a more liberal state of the North, which has practically ended up with segregated schools again. This is a phenomena that's occurring in many U.S. cities, said British Broadcasting Corporation. Guyana Broadcasting Studios News, Judge Perkins of Trinidad, conducting a commission of inquiry, dealing with one concern, the inordinate delay in trials. For two, according to Judge Perkins' commission, judges are somewhat removed from reality. They consider themselves as a special class. According to Radio Guyana Broadcasting Studios, a tragic fire has occurred in a theater in Tehran, Iran. People were crowded and could not get out. At this moment, there have been 360 reported deaths. Guyana Broadcasting Services, GBS, London. A man started shooting people with a machine gun. It was not known whether there was any political so-called terrorist intention representing supposedly some political goal. One was killed and 8 have been wounded. GBS reports that the Chinese Prime Minister is flying into Yugoslavia from negotiating successful trade agreements and better understanding with Romania, which is a Soviet ally in the Warsaw Pact, but does move from the Soviet position in reference to, for instance, Romania recognizes Israel, and the Soviet Union does not have diplomatic relations with Israel. As you know, the Chinese People's Republic have called, according to Peking, for the end to the State of Israel. But both the Soviet Union and USA recognize the existence of Israel and recognize that any effort to abolish the state could end up in World War III. There are some authorities, one gentleman who got some of his Freedom of Information material back from the CIA, a mistake occurred in which the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, stated a number of years ago that Israel had nuclear capability, which means even graver danger to world peace. Radio Moscow, campaign of slander against the Soviet Union about Czechoslovakia is prevailing. The non-aligned and the capitalist are the Western nations. 1968, says Radio Moscow, capitalism was attempted to be restored by CIA assistance. So it necessitated to have Soviet presence to maintain socialism. The Soviets expressed with pride that there were no lives lost in the intrusion, or whatever you're feeling, invasion of Czechoslovakia. Voice of America. Senator Talmadge seeks re-election in 1980. He's under investigation in the Senate. It's not yet been brought before the Ethics Committee, but he is under criminal investigation, supposedly about bribes in reference to the KCIA and other activities that were not elaborated. It did not go into it on Voice of America. According to the British Broadcasting Company, Brownsville, Texas, a ship was seized containing $25 million U.S. dollars worth of marijuana. The boat was not registered and was stopped for a routine check. The boat tried to avoid the check, and this is how the dope was found. We are grateful in this community that no such dope is available, and we have no need for it because of the delight of living in a cooperative society and feeling productive. Everything that grows is a part of us. Everything that is built represents each individual as well as the collective. According to BBC, the New York City newspapers are still on strike, the 12th day. According to the Voice of America, the Newspaper Guild feel that there are laws being passed that infringe upon the rights of labor to organize in the media field. Bogota, Colombia, Voice of America. Leftists of a radical nature strike again, attacking U.S. engineers 100 miles from Bogota. Four were killed and five critically injured. Voice of America. Eight American congressmen will be visiting Vietnam to see if they can resume relations. According to Voice of America, there have been peace feelers put out by the Reunified Republic of Vietnam that has been a close ally of the Soviet Union and having a great deal of hostilities on the border between herself and China. China and Vietnam, long before either adopted socialism, had had a long history of struggle and distrust. TASS accuses the Chinese of distorting Soviet history. This is not too clear. Something to do with the de-Stalinization period that caused the Chinese to move away from the Soviet alliance. Continue with the news. 111 cardinals shut off this weekend. They shut themselves off from the world to decide who shall be the next pope or represent the chair of St. Peter. Hamilton Green, our Minister of Health and Labor, complimented the Clerical Workers Union on their achievements. Next month, Guyanese officials will be attending a medical conference in Grenada, a very beautiful island, untouched by man for the most part, and its beaches is something I have never seen the comparison of any visits that I've had around the world. Continuing with more news, Radio Moscow, NATO, two-day official visit in Zaire. Soviet Union hails this as a major step in promoting peace. It is certainly a rare type of friendship. Zaire is a capitalist government under a strong-arm leader, Mobutu. And of course, Angola is a Marxist government that was aided by the Soviets and Cubans to win their revolution. There seems to be no doubt, even in the capitalist world and the socialist world, that Angola is building a very strong and healthy nation, willing to promote non-alliance and standing firmly for peaceful coexistence between people of different systems, which is absolutely essential in the nuclear age. In Radio Moscow again, they report that this is Aviation Day in the Soviet Union. There will be an increase in domestic flights, bilateral cooperation with the Soviets and others of the Warsaw Pact, and even suggesting other nations. Did not differentiate whether it would be non-aligned or in the free enterprise or capitalist world. Soviet government, 7 million rubles will be spent in raising living standards for health by the end of this year. International seminar in Odessa, United Nations Trade and Development, Economic Development, meeting 2 weeks there to try to raise efficiency and economic strengths of those meeting. Racism as an ideology. Radio Moscow, in a scathing attack on USA and other racist nations they consider practicing overt racism, said that racism is a tool of spiritual enslavement, preached, cultivated by bourgeoisie, and unfortunately many religious nations unjustified by their scriptures. Hitler was a superior man based on the superstitious myths of religion. they do go into the economic factor involved in racism, because most situations of class division and race division, if not all, according to most authorities, boil down to the problem of economics. The Soviet Union expressed its fear over an increasing divine right of whites that seems to be practiced, if not preached, by the Western nations. Racism has led to the death of many Americans, mob attacks, and maltreatment in prisons, etc., says Radio Moscow. Voice of America, continuing with the news. News continuing. Former President Nixon plans on making a full-scale return to public life, according to BBC and the Voice of America. His popularity is increasing. He's making many public appearances these days and is one of the chief proponents of a renewed Cold War posture. Analysis of the Carter presidency by the Voice of America. By President Carter's own words, he's gotten into a high risk at the Camp David summit. If he fails, he will get the blame. Some commentators speculate if it doesn't go right and he's in a catch-22, it could be the end of his career as the president. Carter vetoed the defense authorization bill. He did not want another nuclear warship that involved an excess of $2 billion. He said it was not in the interest of U.S. national security, that more should be placed on armaments and equipment as a buffer in Europe. For the first time, he came into sharp conflict with Senator Stennis, head of the Armed Services Committee, who has more or less responsibility also over the CIA. Very few people in USA, in government even, know the budget or the scope of central intelligence activities, but the CIA falls under the Armed Services Committee. Senator Stennis says that Carter is dead wrong and that he should have passed the defense bill with the nuclear carrier. President Carter did make compromise language on deregulation on utilities, gas prices. Many commentators, say the Voice of America, say that the price increases will be intolerable for the American economy. It's already suffering from a great degree of inflation and a constantly declining dollar in value. The decline of the dollar is having a telling effect and worrying everyone in the Western world, says the Voice of America. The Federal Reserve Board is being asked to raise their lending interest 0.5%. Senator Moss put in contempt a drug company and the Health, Education, and Welfare Director appointed by President Carter, Califano. He was seeking information for his investigatory committee on the ingredients in drugs and certain other facts about the pharmaceutical corporations, the drug industry. Health, Education, Welfare Secretary Califano said he could not comply with Senator Moss because the Attorney General of the United States, appointed by President Carter, Mr. Bell, said he must not. It is a dispute over trade names versus generic names. It is alleged by smaller pharmaceutical companies that they can make the same drugs, for the most part, at 30 or 40 times less than they are being sold on the retail market and still make a profit. Anyway, Senator Moss angrily said that Health and Education Welfare Secretary was in contempt for refusing to comply. It's an effort, Senator Moss's commission, to check pricing and make comparisons. But the drug companies are lobbying strongly, says the Voice of America, and apparently there is an administrative policy not to comply with Senator Moss. However, the contempt citing was upheld by his commission by a slight majority. The House Committee on Assassinations has not gone well for James Earl Ray. According to Voice of America, there have been contradictions pointed out in his testimony. This is their point of view. You also know that there are those who say that there is a witness, one Grace Walden, who has access to information, and in the early part of the investigation was one of the two witnesses of the person coming out of the bathroom on that fateful death of the great gentle Martin Luther King, proponent of nonviolence and civil rights and social justice. At the time, Grace Walden said the gentleman was 5'5", in his 50s, and hair salty, peppery, gray. She was considered a logical prime witness by the Memphis Police Homicide Division, according to Memphis Cemetery reporter Chastain, who is now a lawyer, until she was asked to sign an extradition order in which she saw a picture of James Earl Ray. She insisted this was not the man. And after much adamant resistance and refusing to sign the extradition order, she was placed in the General Hospital psychiatric section, where she was held for months. Later, she was transferred to a mental hospital where she has been for over 10 years until just recently. It's also been reported from reliable sources, Mutual Broadcasting, that indeed there was a notation on her medical chart saying that she should not be released as long as the proceedings were continuing against James Earl Ray and until the closing of the Martin Luther King case. Neto is in Kinshasa, according to Voice of America, already speaking with Mobutu to solve mutual problems. Even the USA seemed to be encouraged by this. Lebanon accuses Carter. President Sarkis accuses Secretary of State Vance and Carter of trying to make a decision independently without consulting the people affected. According to Radio Moscow, Council of Mutual Economic Assistance, 10 countries, including such nations as Vietnam, Bulgaria, Hungary, Cuba, Poland, East German Democratic Republic, and Romania, Czechoslovakia, are meeting. According to the Soviet Union, their five-year plan has succeeded in an 18% industrial increase. Peking. According to Radio Peking, the greatest threat to world peace is the Soviet Union's hegemony. China follows the doctrine of three worlds. As you know, in the first world, they say the Soviet Union and USA exist. In that order now, since 1969, particularly since the invasion of Czechoslovakia in 68, China has considered the Soviets to be the major threat of the superpowers. They have also made charges against USA superpower influence in Korea. They support strongly the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. In the second world, in China's theory of three worlds, the major capitalist nations are major industrialized nations of Europe. And of course, China has been consistently of late making overtures for trade arrangements and relationships with such nations as Britain and France. According to her doctrine, it is the duty of the Third World undeveloped countries, which are led by China. The Third World is comprised, as you know, by China's theory of herself, People's Republic of China, and the Third World are less developed nations. And so, it is her theory that there should be closer alliances with the Second World to pull them away from either of the superpowers. The reasons China, according to her doctrines, considers the Soviet Union to be the major threat to the peace of the world and the most hegemonic of the two superpowers is because she has a larger standing army, expends more money for military presence. The Soviets retaliate by saying that half of their armed service forces are engaged in civilian activities. Peking has charged that the Soviets have had a number of border skirmishes with the People's Republic China's armed forces. Prime Minister of China Wei suggests that nuclear war is very soon. In fact, China seems to be proposing that nuclear war is inevitable and that it will be brought about soon. Some theorists say that China want that to happen now rather than later, before there's a proliferation or spreading of nuclear weapons all over the world, which would mean the end of mankind. Both the Soviet Union and USA have been posturing or taking sincere positions, whichever one may feel, for an end to the arms race and for strategic arm limitations, stopping the spreading of weapons, proliferation of weapons, and even China has been open to such discussions. France was also, but has now had some particular hang-ups with the SALT treaties. The Soviets charge that Peking is interfering with the relaxations of military tension in Europe. They charge that they will take advantage of any conflict. Voice of America and British Broadcasting Company say that General Haig, Alexander Haig, former chief advisor to President Nixon, now head of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, should forget, he says, that NATO should forget, and USA, about any rapprochement or peace, closer ties with China. General Haig is deeply suspicious of China's overtures. According to the Voice of America, the very conservative magazine, U.S. News and World Report, which interestingly enough was not named among the many periodicals, some 400 journalists that had cooperated with CIA to do CIA undercover work. That prestigious but conservative magazine says that China is trying to provoke a nuclear war, which will serve to her advantage because with her diet and complexes of underground cities, makes her better prepared to survive a nuclear holocaust. Soviet Union announces that 130,000 new foreign students will be trained by the Soviets, giving them free use of all medical libraries, any sports and recreation. They'll have stipends for their own living standards, vacations at the free trade union resorts. Also, they will be allowed free or discount accommodations for flights and in housing for the most part. By this means, says Radio Moscow, they feel that they're helping the developing third world nations with their own institutions of higher learning. Also, the Soviets have announced a new program where 5,000 Soviet lecturers will work abroad, bringing training directly to people in the less developed parts of the world. Many young people around the world, according to Radio Moscow, want to study in the Soviet Union. As we proceed with the move of the news, or the mood of the news, China and the United States have worked out exchange agreement for students to study, Chinese students in the United States. Several 100 Chinese students will enroll in technical programs in the U.S. Fewer USA students will go to China. USA, according to Voice of America, wants to normalize relations with mainland China, or the People's Republic of China. Much is in the news about the London balloonist who set world records in a balloon, waging the first crossing of the Atlantic. Other news, Vietnam and China are in conflict. The People's Republic of China now do not wish the ethnic Chinese to come in. China is asking that Vietnam take care of their own ethnic Chinese community. Peking charges Vietnam with racism against these Chinese residents. Vietnam have suggested that these ethnic Chinese have been heavily involved in corrupt business practices. Anyway, a number of people are hung between the two borders, and there have been several border clashes between Vietnam and People's Republic of China. A demonstration in Los Angeles about U.S.-Vietnam political prisoners, speeches made by city councils, representatives, various legislatures, protesting human rights conditions in Vietnam, and suggesting this must be made, that changes must be made in Vietnam policy before any recognition can be given to the new reunified government of Vietnam. China is also visiting their delegation. The Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, will be visiting Somalia and Gabon. Guinea and Ghana are arranging border crossings without the past hassles that they have had. There was a moderate to medium earthquake in San Diego at a 4.7 on the Richter scale. It was worse, however, in Santa Barbara. In Santa Barbara, up northward of Santa Barbara, the earthquake a few days ago caused thousands and thousands of dollars in damage, according to the Voice of America. According to the Voice of America, Lebanon still is having many conflicts. The apartment explosion that left nearly 200 dead, many of them children, where Palestinian leaders were living. The buildings are now, that block is being demolished. The PLO, constituting both right, middle of the road, centrist, and left wing, have accused Begin of direct responsibility for this. It has brought about a demand of all Palestinian leaders, whether right or left, PLO, the PLF, for a summit conference on how to bring greater unity in the Arab world against what they consider the greatest threat, Israel. South Lebanon, Lebanese Christian militia, right-wing nature, have had skirmishes with Syrian peacekeeping, United Nations peacekeeping forces. Both blame the other, said the Voice of America. They did not give comment as to who was responsible.